Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I don't know where you at, but I'm happy that you're here. In your car, at home, at work, at the bar, at the restaurant, the hospital, the firehouse, the station, on patrol. I don't know what you're doing, but thank you for being here. This is where I'll be for the next 2 hours, so stick around for a bit. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's holding it down in New York City. Thank you to everybody listening live on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. People who are tuned in on the app, the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Sirius XM channel 158 for all my truck drivers out there just rolling down the road. And then everybody tuned in on a smart speaker. Let's ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. 4 hour show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, so we've already been through a lot, okay? Talked about Jim Harbaugh. Banned for the next 3 games, pretty much to close out the season here for the Michigan Wolverines, especially as they compete for a college football playoff spot. Sign-stealing scandal as Jim Harbaugh away from the sidelines on Saturdays, including this Saturday, less than 24 hours now, damn it, about 12 hours from now, against Penn State. Unless a court orders an injunction saying, hey, Big Ten, you can't punish him, let him coach. That very well might happen. Thank you to Chris Vanini from The Athletic for coming by and letting us know that there is still a possibility. Nobody knows for certain, nobody knows for sure, but there is a possibility that Jim Harbaugh coaches tomorrow at Penn State. We'll find out sooner than later. The game is 12 hours from now. Maybe Jim Harbaugh will get some sleep. There's so much more that we need to get into throughout the course of the night. Jim Harbaugh isn't the only Harbaugh playing or getting involved in an interesting game. John, head coach of the Baltimore Ravens, he's going to be hosting the Cleveland Browns. We're going to talk about that. I mentioned to you Justin Fields. Is Justin Fields already done in Chicago? Matthew Stafford answering questions about his own future. Is his career going to be done? The Lakers are playing the Suns right now in this play-in tournament. Or not play-in, the in-season tournament. Why does Devin Booker... Never mind. Devin Booker has on a a black skull cap, black long t-shirt, black jeans, black. He looks like if he pulls his hat down, he's going to rob a bank. The Phoenix Suns lead the Lakers 92-83. That's right, Devin Booker, if you can't tell, he's not playing basketball. Anthony Davis is. I'll let you know about this game as it goes on. And LeBron James needs help. But anyway, if you want to talk to me, it's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. If you're just tuning into the show about 20 minutes ago, the rest of tonight is designated to just be a comedy night, right? Now, what people do on Friday nights, Saturday nights, you spend, I don't know, $30 for two drinks that taste like water, and then you listen to somebody who's not funny tell a joke. Hey, Shep, you've experienced that before, right? Okay. Yeah, I guess that was a joke. No, but Shep said at one point in time, Shep, it was a one-off when you did it? That was just one night at the comedy show?
No, I've done it a couple of times, and I would strongly advise everybody to try that once in their life, because you want to talk about having the ultimate, cojones and guts. You learn a lot about yourself when you're on stage, and it is literally the one place where you cannot hide. And people tend to be a little critical and tend to be a little boisterous when you are on that stage. So yeah. Something I would highly advise anyone to do, JR.
Was this something that you wanted to do as a side, or you just wanted to test that out a few times, or what?
I wanted to impress a girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did it work?
Temporarily.
Yeah. That's all that matters. nothing else need to be said.
And then she met someone else.
Was he a comedian?
No. He was
like a football player.
He was just like a MacGyver. He was just someone that like you could put with like toothpaste, you know, and like a Sharpie.
A handyman?
Yeah, exactly. And figure out like how to build a shopping mall, you know.
An architect?
Could be. It could be if you wanted to. No, I'm talking about like the ultimate like woodsman. Like can go into any situation with like a blowtorch.
Oh, Shep, you got to learn how to chop wood, man. Come on.
Well,
you ever use an axe?
Yeah, I'm in New York City. The only axe I know how to use is an X.
Did you just say? You said the only axe you know how to use is an X.
Well, okay. That's a joke because you get it. Like you don't particularly like and get along with X's, but if you're going to find use for them, use them as an axe.
No.
Okay.
The explanation is painful.
Okay, fair enough.
It's painful.
Enough. Listen, I didn't say comedy was my strong suit, but every once in a while, you know, you get on a roll and people appreciate.
You said you got the girl temporarily. I said stop there, and then you kept going.
Got it.
We gotta leave on a high note. Anyway,
yeah, right.
Speaking of a high note,
tell James Harden that.
He stinks. The Clippers are now 0-3 with him. But anyway, let's get back to some positivity. If there's one football game I'm actually looking forward to this Sunday, it's not Sunday night football between the Raiders and Jets. We got the Cleveland Browns and the Baltimore Ravens. And I know this is years in the making to talk about the Cleveland Browns, you know, giving you a matchup that you want to see, but this is the reality. Cleveland Browns are 5-3 despite Deshaun Watson having to still recover for that busted shoulder. And then, looking on the other end of things, we got the Ravens. The Ravens are 7-2. They look like one of the best teams in the NFL. Between the Ravens and Browns, respectively, the Ravens have the number 2 overall defense in the NFL, and the Browns are ranked number 1. And so you would expect by the time we see this matchup on Sunday, these are going to be two teams that are just going to punch each other in the mouth. And we know what the Ravens do with the football. They run. And then they run, and then they run, and they run, and they run some more, which is why, unsurprisingly, they ranked number 1 in rushing again. The Ravens play football unlike any other team in the NFL. We're going to punch you in the mouth. And they have had the Browns' number since John Harbaugh basically took over, man. He has a record of 25-6 against the Browns. And he's ready to handle business. And he's happy to be back in Baltimore. He's happy to be home. This is Coach Harbaugh, not Jim, but John, talking about playing at home against these Cleveland Browns.
We got a chance to play in front of our fans in a real big game. I know they're going to be really into it. I know they're going to be loud. I know they're going to disrupt the huddle and the communication for the Browns by being just as loud as they can be.
Yeah, it's nice to be home, isn't it? Anyway, the Browns are going to be on the road here, obviously. They just beat the Cardinals 27-0. Arizona Cardinals are nothing but a JV team right now, even with Kyler Murray on the way back. I expect them to stink. And Deshaun Watson was able to excite people just a little bit. He threw 2 touchdowns. And so we know Deshaun Watson is still on his way back, and the Browns fans want to know if he's worth the money that they're paying him, all the draft capital that they gave up to bring him in. The Browns have now won and keep on rolling as they try to just fit in and show that, who cares what the Ravens are doing, but we deserve some recognition here in the AFC North, especially now that Deshaun Watson is back. One of the best defensive players in the entire league, Myles Garrett is going to be chasing down Lamar Jackson. Earlier this week on Wednesday, I gave you a top 6 list. We looked at some of the most athletic freaks here in the world of sports this century. Myles Garrett could have made the list. You seen this guy dunk a basketball? You seen this guy swing a baseball bat? This man is a supreme athlete, especially given his size. Well, Myles Garrett has been doing the media rounds this week ahead of this matchup against the Baltimore Ravens, and he has said quite a few things. Earlier this week, I don't want to say that he raised eyebrows, but he made people go, oh, okay. He was on Up and Adams with Kay Adams, and he talked about Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and who he favors, who he likes more, who's the better QB. Listen to Myles Garrett, the quarterback chaser.
Lamar Jackson, this week you face Joe Burrow a lot. You play twice a year. I got to ask you, who are you giving the edge to right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
I mean, I think Joe's coming on strong. You know, I feel like when he's healthy, he's, you know, one of those guys that can light you up each and every night. But, I mean, Lamar, he's doing such different ways. You know, even if his, you know, even his throwing is not on point that night, you know, he can still, you know, rush for 150 and 3 touchdowns. So it's just a matter of he can beat you in a couple of different ways, or, you know, Joe can light you up for 400, and, you know, few people can do that in the league in general.
You've sacked Lamar a lot. I think you've taken him down, what, 4 times?
Only 4?
Oh. Can you be mad at him, though? I mean, it's his opinion. Like, who would know who a better quarterback is than the guy who actually has to chase these dudes down, who has to prepare against them, prepare for them? I'm not mad that he's quote-unquote giving the edge to Joe Burrow over Lamar Jackson. And I know Joe Burrow's still coming off of his own injuries, trying to stay healthy throughout the course of the year. And now you got to deal with injuries to his receivers. But all things considered, I'm going to trust Joe Burrow to actually stay healthy and stick around longer than Lamar Jackson. That's just me. Now, Myles Garrett, that's not the only comments he made. Despite obviously feeling that Joe Burrow is better right now than Lamar, Myles Garrett still gave Lamar a lot of credit, said he's tough to play against.
I mean, the man only continues to, you know, gather experience and wisdom and learn how to refine his game, who makes him more dangerous every time you play him. He's only continuing to get better mentally, because physically, you know, he can pretty much make every throw on the field, and then he's as quick and dynamic as he can.
Oh, that's nice. He has compliments for Shep. Did he leave anybody out? Does he have compliments for anybody else?
I'm sure he does. I was amazed that, like, Jerry, you hear this guy speak, and he's obviously been in the spotlight for a long time, number one overall pick, and he's so calculated with what he says. But he couldn't believe that a guy who he's been going against for a few years, he only has 4 sacks against. I found that kind of funny. It's like that was the real reaction there. You know,
I have no idea.
Yeah,
how someone that damn big,
right,
can move the way that he does. It's unimaginable.
Well, ask a guy in Los Angeles. I mean, there's a similar...
Donald?
There's a similar movement in size that those guys have, yeah. I mean,
see, but...
Garrett's bigger, I'll give you that.
Yeah, he is. I mean, Aaron Donald is big, but he's not tall like Myles Garrett is like... He like basketball player tall, but he's like football player big.
Yeah, I
agree.
And he's
flying around. He has 9.5 sacks this year.
I still can't believe that didn't kill Mason Rudolph when he flew that helmet at him.
Oh, my God. He could have cratered that guy's head in.
Absolutely.
It's a wild world out here. Anyway, I'm looking forward to that game. I think it's going to be a tough one. Somebody called up earlier this week and was just like, oh, JR, we're going to shock the world. He was a Browns fan. We're going to shock and surprise everybody when we beat the Baltimore Ravens. I'm like, yo, just relax, please. Like, please. Ain't nobody talking about the Browns like they're the toilet bowl team from a few seasons ago, like they've historically been since they were reinstated and came back into the league. This ain't the same Browns. They got one of the best defenses in the league. Why shouldn't anybody be surprised if they beat the Ravens? I'm going to give the Ravens the edge at home. That's what I'm going to do. But I expect this to be a low-scoring turnover type game. A turnover will likely decide what happens here, man. These AFC North matchups are always fun to watch. Somebody gets punched in the mouth and somebody gets punched back. Somebody turns the ball over. And these are fun matchups. I'm going to go with Baltimore. I got to be honest, though. When we get to the postseason, and I know it's only November, I hope I'm wrong. Is Lamar Jackson going to be healthy in a couple of weeks? That's it. I mean, if you're a Ravens fan, and I know we got a lot of listeners in Baltimore, shout outs to everybody in Baltimore tuning in. You want to tell me that there is not a concern based on what has happened the past few seasons? There's not a concern about Lamar Jackson and his injury history? I've seen some of the mock awards, etc. You know, I see people handing the MVP over to Lamar Jackson again. I think it'd be awesome if he were a two-time MVP. Right now, 2,000 yards passing. He's only thrown for 9 touchdowns. But he's rushed for 5, has 440 on the ground. It's possible. Maybe he wins another MVP. But should he care about that? Do Ravens fans care about that? I think about Lamar and I go, oh, last time I see him in the playoffs, had to leave with a concussion. Last time I saw him in the regular season, oh, had to leave with a leg injury. Had to leave with a knee. And then we never saw him again. I want to see Lamar Jackson run and rush his way to the postseason. Maybe even a Super Bowl. Make my day. And so Cleveland, Baltimore, I'm looking forward to that game. I'm going to give Baltimore the edge playing at home. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. For all my people in Baltimore, for anybody who cares, are the Ravens true contenders? Do you trust Lamar Jackson to make it through the season? I'm not gonna believe it until I see it. Of course, it's a possibility. I would love to see it because I want people to get off his back. But for everything that we've seen for the Ravens the past few seasons, it's like wake me up when they get over the hump. I've seen this before. I've seen the 14-win seasons. I've seen the 13-win seasons. Let me know when they actually make noise in the postseason. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. And then you want to talk about a quarterback that can't stay healthy? It's Chicago's QB, the one that they traded up the draft, Justin Fields. Is he done in Chicago? We're going to talk about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey there, what's going on? I respect your show. You do an amazing job. Listen every night when I'm on the road.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. This might be the best game on Sunday. And damn it, you never know. You think a game is going to be good and ends up stinking. But I really look forward to the Cleveland Browns and the Baltimore Ravens. Two defensive teams out there kicking each other's asses. You got the Ravens who lead the NFL in rushing. What else is new? And they're going to punch each other in the mouth. You know, how's Deshaun Watson going to continue to grow and bounce back and show that, or at least justify his guaranteed salary? And then for the Ravens, I mean, come on now. All they do in the regular season is win and win and win some more. This is old hat for me. Like, come on, beat the Browns, move on, get into the postseason with a healthy Lamar Jackson, and then let's just talk. You know, is this finally going to be the year that the Ravens take the jump, not just into the damn playoffs, but actually take a jump into the Super Bowl? Like, sign me up for it. Who wouldn't want to see Lamar Jackson in the Super Bowl? It'll be a tough game, close fought, probably come down to one possession. I'm going to give the edge to the Baltimore Ravens at home. 855-212-4CBS is the number. I do want to mention this. There are a lot of folks in the NFL who hope that Justin Fields can kind of turn things around and be some type of version of Lamar Jackson. But first, we got to see Justin Fields on the field first. We saw what happened. Crap-tacular game. Thursday night football. The Bears come out on top over the Panthers last night. And then we're forced to see Tyson Bagent. And I sat here on the air and said, well, man, come on, we got Justin Fields. He's going to come back the next game against the Lions. And then, you know, he'll get an audition for next season. But I still think Fields is done. But there's not even a guarantee that he plays against the Lions. Are they really going to just sit him out the rest of the year and allow him to keep whatever trade value he has? That might be the case. Head coach Matt Eberflus, he was asked about Justin Fields. And there's a lot of ambiguity as to what his future held. Listen to this.
Does he get to shut it down for a few days, just like everybody else, or will he be working with trainers and continuing to rehab?
All the guys that are going through the injury deal right now are going to be working with our guys to get back. You know, and he's no different than anybody else, but have no other update than that.
Matt, has Justin given you his green light that he feels ready to go at this point?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like we're just going to leave it at that. You know, all the guys are feeling in a good spot right now that are injured. And again, I have no other update for you than that.
Oh, all the guys, just everybody? Like, we got a bunch Justin Fields. He's the quarterback. He's a starting quarterback. Or at least he was. I think Justin Fields is on borrowed time, man. The first selection of the first round, the fifth selection, whatever the hell they end up with, they're going to get a new QB. Ryan Poles is going to get his own quarterback. He's not going to keep Ryan Pace's guy. 855-212-4CBS. Chris is here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Chris?
Hey, appreciate you for the late night. I'm a night owl, but you speak the truth and you call it like you see him. Love to see Lamar come in later in the year, but sometimes always a bride, not a bridesmaid, but you're correct. It's going to be a tough one tomorrow, but why do we keep, I'll just hang up. We kind of flutter out in the postseason. It's going to be a good one. I'll hang up and listen to your response. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Chris. Yeah, that's how I feel. Like, there will be points in time throughout a season where fans of a team, XYZ team, will call me here on the radio and go, hey, JR, why are you not talking about da-da-da-da-da? There have been years, and I think I've been here for three full years now. Let me see if I could do math. Is that true? Starting
almost four.
What?
Almost four full years.
No, what are you talking about?
Are we talking about CBS Sports Radio alone, right?
Let's do math together. I could be wrong. A full year of 2020, right?
Correct.
Started in March of 2020.
Correct.
So that's 2020.
I thought it was even February, but March sounds good.
Yeah, I think so. You could be right. I don't know. It's the year 2020.
Yep.
2021.
That's two.
2022. Oh, crap.
Yeah, it goes by fast, doesn't it, JR?
Damn, bruh. Yeah. What?
Yep.
What?
Yep. You've basically
Lil
gone to
John,
college.
What?
You've gone basically to college without even realizing it. Yep.
What?
For 4 years.
What? Yeah. I've been here for four. What?
You know, some professional leagues, you'd collect a pension at this point.
I've been here for four full. What?
JR, it goes by fast, man, doesn't it?
4 full years?
Time flies when you're having fun.
How long you been here with me? 2?
I've been here for over 2, yeah.
Do I blame the pandemic because of this?
Well, that must, you know, that's the equivalent to 5 years because the amount of stuff you have to pull out of the hat just to maintain sports conversations with nothing going on. You kind of deserve to be here for a 2 years and a 1 year time frame there, JR.
What, I got a red shirt?
Kind of, but that's almost like doing double the work during the pandemic.
Damn,
yeah.
I went to college? Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Goes by fast, man. Yep.
I don't know what to say, and I talk for a living.
Before you know it, it's going to be like you did like a doctorate program. You've been here that long.
I just print one up myself. I don't need that.
Well, there's a lot of those going on.
Oh, please believe I printed up myself.
Yeah. You've
Michael's
been
here from Cleveland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Michael, before I age some more.
Great show, JR. I'm going to tell you why the Browns aren't going to win. They win the number 32 to dedicate this season to Jim Brown.
Yeah.
And there's nobody on that team that has a distance to Jim Brown except for Nick Chubb. They make one tackle to defense. They run all around like they just won the Super Bowl. Jim Brown said, make like you've been there before, okay? I've been watching Brown since the mid-60s, and I knew Jim Brown when he was in the community giving me lunch money, okay? Now, we went to the 68 championship game. We had the best defense in football. The late Walter Johnson and Jerry Shirk, number 71, 72. The best running backs in football, Leroy Kelly and Bo Scott, who passed away. They beat us 34-0. I'm 68 years old going on nothing, and I haven't seen this team do anything since Jim Brown left. So what makes me think it's going to happen Sunday? I'm going to hang up and listen to it. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Sunday is just one game. And, I mean, if you feel that way on Sunday, then I guess you feel that way for the whole damn season, right?
Since 1964.
Okay. All right, I'm just checking.
Since Jim Brown left, since Jim Brown retired in 65, we have won absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
That's over 50-something years. So why would I get all rah-rah? If this defense make a play and walk off the field and save all their energy for the next play – it'll be 356 yards, and I guarantee you Baltimore.
What do you say? I'm sure you, Michael, living in Cleveland and listening to sports radio in Cleveland, what is the overall thought about the Cleveland Browns? What is the consensus? Not your opinion, but what's the consensus from everybody else?
Well, what everybody else, in my opinion, which I shouldn't do, the Browns aren't going to choke for this game. They're going to throw up. And everybody in Cleveland knows it because they've never showed us anything since 1965-64. Right. Now, they may want to get all rah-rahed up like something's going to happen, something's going to happen. Then when it happens, they're going to put their tail between their legs and get slapped in the face with a Joe Green jersey. I mean, I hated Joe Green, Franco Harris, Rocky Blyer. But I learned to respect them because they kicked our ass after I've gotten older. I haven't seen them beat anybody.
When the last time you kicked somebody's ass?
Well, you know, Jay, I'm 67 years old.
Listen, man. There's some people in their 60s. They be handing out some ass whoopings. No, sir.
Well, I'm be honest with you. I had a little honey over here, and we were fighting over some positions. That was about it.
Whoa! Hey, Shep, where's the laugh track? Laugh track. Oh,
in fairness to
that's
Michael's point, I only play the laugh track because when he says he got into it, I think he meant a heated conversation / discourse, not like fisticuffs.
No, there was another type of course that he was getting into.
No,
it wasn't this.
No, Michael doesn't seem like the type of man that would ever.
Hold on, he's right here. You heard the man.
I don't think Michael was insinuating that he put his hands on.
No, he didn't. Okay. He wasn't. He was talking about the other type of course, right, Mike?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm talking about the inner base course, okay? And it was some positions I just couldn't do, you know, so she beat me. because at my age, there's certain positions that I just can't play anymore. But I got the job done, you know.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'll end it with that.
Do you use you try yoga?
Yeah, but they say if you close your eyes, it don't count with yoga. I can't even fold my legs, you know. They say if you close your eyes, it don't count studying on yoga. So I got my eyes wide open because I don't want to miss nothing.
Okay. Thank you, Michael, for calling from Cleveland. Enjoy the football game on Sunday, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Marco Belletti, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing here still. Give me a second.
He said it. What does
anybody
say?
And we got definitely the lights are on. We got that too. Definitely the lights are on.
He doesn't want to miss anything.
No.
I
can't blame him. I mean, you know. Can you blame him that, you know, there's certain spots you just can't do anymore. You get a little older, you know, as long as you're getting the job done, things you just can't do.
That's why I try to start yoga young. So that way when it gets to 67, you know, I can maybe, you know, I mean, have you ever seen those guys in India? Them dudes be like 80 years old and they could do everything.
Yeah, I mean, let's be fair. You get a little older, you got to worry about the pulled hamstring. You just got to make sure you got to get through the game.
Been stretched for 50 years.
Yeah, nah. Well, good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them. Just trying to get through the game.
Ah. And no Anthony Davis, right?
Well, that's the problem. You want to make sure that you're not. You just got to get through. Yeah, afterwards, you know, you could ice up or whatever you got to do for a couple of days or however long it is, but you got to make sure at the moment.
You know, you need more LeBron, more Tom Brady, less Anthony Davis, I guess.
And sometimes you got to be like Kawhi. You got to take a day off.
You know? Load management. It brings a new meaning to
there
load management.
Sometimes you need that. Self-awareness.
Oh boy. Load management. Man. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah. Load. Management.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
No wonder we all love you so much, as you are able to articulate and give words to things we are thinking when we hear some of the nonsense some of these people come up with. Well, that's why we appreciate you, JR, because you give sense to some of this nonsense.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, sometimes I contribute to the nonsense as well. Not really. Los Angeles Lakers are, man, they look like they're going to come back here against the Phoenix Suns. They lead 120-116 in Phoenix, Arizona. LeBron James almost has as many points as his age. He has 32 points. Anthony Davis is actually playing. I'll give you an update on the game as it gets ready to conclude. As we talk about being old, I mean, ain't no better example than this LeBron James guy. Yeah, it looks like he's on his way to the foul line to help ice and close out this game if he can finish things up. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We got Chris calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, how you doing, my friend? Great show again tonight.
Thank you. What's on your mind? Please, quickly.
Hey, man, you know, I've been a Knicks fan for over 50 years. I told you guys this. I've just had it with this squad. I mean, I'm right here at Golden One Center. Everyone's pouring out, celebrating. Kings didn't even have thoughts, and they just toyed with them all night. I've had it with the Knicks, but, like, you know, I've said that before, man. I don't
that's,
know. The
that's
last
random.
Two teams
you just,
had.
Okay. Well, you called to tell me that you're sick of the Knicks?
Yeah, man. I've been a fan for 55 years, bro. How about you? How long have you been a Knicks fan?
Oh, unfortunately, I don't know, 38 years.
Yeah, something like that. So, you know, we know about Willis and Clyde. The best team they had on paper was in 77. They couldn't get it done. Bob McAdoo, Lonnie Shelton, Spencer Haywood, an aging Clyde, the Pearl, Ray Williams. I mean, Jerry West, he said that's the greatest team he had ever seen at that point.
So,
I don't think they got out of the first round. They might not have made the playoffs, man. So, the Knicks,
so
you know,
what do you,
kind of like
what
the
do Mets. You, what do you want to do about this in 20? What year are we in? 2023.
Just keep watching them. Hope they somehow sneak into the playoffs, and I'll watch them. But they suck, dude.
Wow. Yeah, they do. All right. Well, thank you, Chris.
And the Kings. Watch out for the Kings, bro. If they add one piece, it's over. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, they need to do that first. Thank you, Chris. I mean, he called to tell me that he's sick of the Knicks. Like, okay. Like, I think that a lot of people are sick of the Knicks. They haven't won a championship since 73. What are they expecting? That Julius Randle ain't winning nothing for them? 855-212-4CBS. How about this? Cam Reddish, 17 points tonight. Gary is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, Jay? I'm going to agree with you as far as, like, the Ravens, the average Ravens fan, man. We definitely be on pins and needles, you know, with Lamar. You know, because right now I feel like this thing could go all the way, but I'm not going to sit here and act like that's a foregone conclusion based on previous years. But it does seem like he's in a different space right now as far as his, you know, maturity and just mentally the way he's playing the game and how locked in he is. But, you know, just like last week, he took a hit, got up a little gimpy, you know what I'm saying? So everybody had raised their collective breath in Baltimore. But, you know, he's fine. But at the same time, those are the type of things that we're talking about because,
Gary,
you know, he
are you on timeout?
Am I on timeout?
Yeah, you sound like you sound like somebody's over your shoulder. Like, you okay? The phone sounds far away, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm on my Bluetooth. Can you hear me a little better?
I don't know. You ever called somebody? Gary, I know you sound like a person that's been around a bit. You ever call somebody's house and have to talk to their dad first?
No.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Been, not recently in recent history.
Recent history. Yeah. But that's how you talking to me. Like, you sound like you so far away and you worried about the dad might hang the phone up on you. But go ahead, Gary. Finish up.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, everybody's on pins and needles when it comes to Lamar playing, you know, we do feel like that's the one thing that could hinder, you know, the Super Bowl run this year.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So hopefully,
all right, Gary.
You know, hopefully he'll play a little bit less reckless when it comes to that. Slide, get out of bounds. He does do that a lot more than he used to, but he still plays with that reckless abandon at times. And that,
yeah, we hope he stays healthy. Well, thank you, Gary. The phone is just, it's a little far, man. I'm sorry about that. Thank you for calling from Baltimore. Hey, the Lakers won. LeBron James, 32 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists. What does LeBron James be eating for breakfast? Somebody in their head said steroids. LeBron James not on those steroids.
Hey, JR, you know, there's let me ask you a question. How many people before LeBron James in year 21 have had more than 30 points in a single basketball game?
How many people have done it more than once?
Done it at all. Before LeBron James, how many guys in year 21 have gone for more than 30 points?
Ugh. I mean, it's slim picking to choose from.
Right. And we've had some Hall of Famers play into year 21. Robert Parrish, Kevin Garnett, Dirk Nowitzki, Vince Carter. None of those guys.
Is he the only dude to do it?
He's it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it, man. And JR, he's done it like twice in the last 5 days.
Yo, what is his problem?
Yeah.
Like, nah, for real, what is his problem?
Well,
like, you and it's early in the season, I get it.
Yeah, for so much.
Like, we may pull up into February and March, and LeBron James may be on basketball life support, but I mean, what the hell is this about?
I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that technology is what it is. I think
he's a billionaire, by the way.
Correct. You mentioned it, JR. Like,
what?
he was doing yoga and all kinds of stretching early in his career.
Oh, he does a lot of stretching. Yeah,
it's the same thing what Novak Djokovic does in tennis. It's the same thing that Brady did in football. those guys very early on said, I want to go longer at this sport at a higher level than anyone else who has come before me. And these three have been able to accomplish that. And there's no telling how long LeBron James is going to be able to continuously do this. He's got to forget the first son in Bronny. Bryson, he may be playing with him in year 24, JR. Don't think that's out of the realm of possibility here.
I know when we hit commercial break, I'm about to get on this floor and stretch. Lakers beat the Suns 122-119. This is a comeback for the Lakers. LeBron James, 32 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists. Anthony Davis in a return. Oh, my God. He played 36 minutes, 18 points, 11 rebounds. LeBron James played 36 minutes tonight. Wow. You don't make no damn sense, folks. 855-212-4CBS. We got Chris from Chicago. Go ahead, Chris.
Yo, what up, JR? Appreciate you taking my call, man. I'm a big fan of yours. I just want to talk about Justin Fields, bro. I really believe he could be the quarterback to lead us to the promised land. But to paint you a bigger picture, man, there's just so much dysfunctionality within that organization.
Are you taking me to the owner?
Oh, yeah. The McCaskies, I mean, they're just so inept. I mean, they should sell the team to, like, real football people that want to win. But they're trying, but, you know, sometimes trying isn't good, especially when you're an owner. You know, you got to be competent. And they didn't hire competent coaches to progress Justin Fields. You know, they went back to the future, and got defensive guys. You know, when you look at Miami, Kansas City and all the successful offenses that have good quarterbacks, you have the head coach, offensive coordinator, and quarterback all attached to the hip. With these coaches, they don't know how to strategize, man, and they don't know how to, you know,
I have to hit the break. Do you believe, as a Bears fan, not what you want, do you think they're going to draft the quarterback?
I think they are because they're in a catch 22 and it's easy to get rid of Justin because he wasn't your guy, but
yeah. Okay.
It's just, it's rough.
That's what I think. And I believe he's going to end up on another team, and somebody brought it up last night, and I haven't put a lot of thought as to how realistic it is. And thank you, Chris, for calling from Chicago. Wouldn't it be cool if Fields got a chance with the Steelers? I'd like that. I think that'd be cool. Like, he's going to get another chance. And I'm hitting the fast-forward button a lot, right? There ain't no guarantee he's done in Chicago. He's going to get another chance to start if he doesn't finish here, if he's not done with the Bears. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk some more football. We got another marquee matchup. Sunday night, Raiders at Jets, or Jets at Raiders. Yes. And we'll talk about this LeBron. And Kendrick Perkins he took off his belt. What the hell is that about?
You're in a 5-minute break. Four minutes, 30 seconds remaining.
Cat lovers, listen up. Meet Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Our cats don't really have nine lives, but a lot can happen in the one they do. Felix's whisker-to-tail protection covers accidents, illness, emergency care, exam fees, and so much more. Visit felixcatinsurance.com to learn more about their customizable coverage for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it, meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people, because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.